Welcome to another episode of the Courage to Be the Difference podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Ruskus, and each episode I have the honor to share with you ideas and ideals that will help you with your mindset in business and in life as we all move forward to the best of our abilities. This week, we're going to talk about unique connections. Coco Chanel said that in order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different. And each of us are different in so many ways. And really what I want to share with you is how can we each embrace our own individual and unique personalities and use them in life and business to the best of our abilities and get better and better and better at it. One thing I've definitely found that comes with age is that we just start getting more comfortable, hopefully, in our own skin and are able to share things with the world that, you know, just comes with time and our time on the planet. And speaking of time on our planet, so often in our early years, we got, we just got delayed along the way sometimes because, you know, whether it was our parents, a teacher, maybe a boss along the way that just said some negative stuff to us that we took as negative, right? We perceived it as negative because they were trying to help us along our way, but it really, you know, burst our bubble. And so we might be reluctant to ask for the things that we want in life. And I have found early on in my business career that when you don't ask, you don't get. You might get it, maybe you get it, but if you don't ask, you don't get it. And I've shared here on the podcast in the past, you know, my initial real first career job was in customer service that quickly moved into sales because they just took the customer service department and turned us into salespeople because they needed to increase the income of the company. And so it really taught me a lot about, because I was able to build relationships first. And then when it came time for us to become salespeople, it was almost, I want to almost say easy, because we already had these relationships. And so it really propelled us forward and the company as well. Some many success stories in that. So in our organization, Business Victories, which is a coaching organization, we do our Victory Circles programs, which the Victory Circles programs are based in the work of Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill wrote many great books around the early part of the century, of the last century, and many hold true today. It's why I continue to really absorb his work, and every year, every month, I look at these principles. We've adopted 11 of his and then taken on one that I brought on. So we have one for each month. And what it allows me to do is to dive deep into that every single month. And it's amazing. After 11 years of doing this, I just feel like it gets stronger and stronger. So the one for this month is Napoleon called it your pleasing personality. And I really adapted it to talk more about your unique personality, because when I think when you're unique and when you can be you, it becomes pleasing. But I want to share with you from his book, The Law of Success, he had what he called seven chief factors for the development of a pleasing personality. And I think they're so relevant still today that I thought I'd share those with you. And then I have a few other things that I want to share, and then we'll be on our way. So number one, he talked about to form the habit of interesting yourself in other people, of having a true interest in them, right? Not just a topical interest or just being interested because you want them to do business with you, but really having a true interest in other people and it to make it your business to find out their good qualities and to speak to them in terms of praise. So again, not false. We can all kind of feel it when someone's giving us false praise or just saying something to make us feel good, but you can kind of feel they don't really believe it. But it's honestly, I think every human being has something good to talk about them for the most part. And so what is it that, if you want to do business with someone you have never met before, it's really finding out. And in today's world, my goodness, we can learn so much through the internet, through social media, and really finding what it is about someone that's really pretty cool, of what they're doing for the world, for the planet, etc. So, number one is to form that habit of finding out people's good qualities and praising them on it. And we could use a lot of that in the world right now, I do believe. Number two is to develop the ability to speak with force and conviction, both in an ordinary conversational tone and also before large public gatherings. Now, I know one of the greatest fears that people have is public speaking, but think about it. If you could have the ability to speak one-on-one to someone and then to a whole group of people, how you might talk differently and how your personality would work in that. And I can tell you from my own experience, when I get up and I try to put on this persona if I'm in front of a public gathering, I don't sound like me. I'm more nervous, and you can hear that. So when I really allow it to be me, like right now, I really feel like I'm talking to you through this podcast as me and not as this persona. It really does make a difference. So think about how you do that. Number three, which really goes with Coco Chanel's quote, the in order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different, is to dress in the style that's becoming to you and appropriate to the work that you're engaged in. So you don't want to show up in a three-piece suit to a company that's totally a casual company because then you're feeling out of norm. You also don't want to dress in a way that isn't becoming to you. One of the things that I've learned along the way, if you can work with a stylist or get a lot of feedback from people, because sometimes we look in the mirror and we see one thing and other people see other things. Even to work with the stylist for a little while, if that's an area that you're uncomfortable in, is a really great thing to do. So look at how you dress. Develop, number four is to develop a positive character through the aids of the methods as we're talking about, right? What do you do to keep developing your personality and making sure that your personality shines? And we're going to talk about that a little bit more as we go here. Number five is, this is interesting, is to learn how to shake hands so that you will express warmth and enthusiasm through this form of greeting. So if you have ever had someone shake your hand in a very weak and almost timid way, not a good thing. If you've had someone shake your hand to the point that you think they're going to break your fingers, whew, I've had that happen a time or two. It's like they're almost overcompensating. That's not good either. So it's finding your comfortable handshake that's firm, strong, and again, gives that feeling of warmth and that you genuinely want to shake that person's hand that you don't have to. And along those lines, what's changed over the years since Napoleon's days is that I think we hug more in business today. So, one of the signs for me that I've really connected with another person, let's say I'm meeting with a new client, whatever it is, that we may at first shake hands, right? Again, the warmth in the handshake. Really genuinely, sincerely happy to meet them and engage in a conversation, a coaching conversation in my case. But then if it's gone extremely well, especially in my work, because I sometimes while I'm a business coach, we get into a lot of mindset, and then that changes everything because I'm digging a little deeper and we're talking about things that are really matter to that person. We might hug at the end of it, right? Or if you've gotten to know a client more or whatever, there's many clients now that I greet with a hug, and it's become more acceptable, I guess is the best word to say, in business today. And so how is your hug really take a look at that. If you're, you know, if it's that little kind of tap, tap, tap on the back and kind of hugging but not really touching other than the tap, tap, tap on the back, that's not very warm. But it's, and you don't want to hug too tightly or too inappropriately, shall we say, but there's just that warm hug that you can get from someone that you really feel empowered by the hug is the best way I think I could say it. And again, I think we've all had good hugs and bad hugs, just like good handshakes and bad handshakes. So keep that in mind as number five in these chief factors of a pleasing personality. Number six is to attract other people to you by first being attracted to yourself. So think of yourself on a good day, right? When you are just in the groove, another way to think of it is being in the flow. You're just, you know, you're looking in the mirror, you're smiling, you're feeling good. And how can you not attract others when you're feeling so good from the inside out? So really important to attract yourself first. And then finally, number seven is to remember that your only limitation within reason is the one that you set up in your own mind. Our mind can be a terrible thing to us sometimes. It can be a great gift and a terrible thing because, you know, how often do you anticipate somebody's thinking one thing and they're not thinking that at all? So it's really having an open mind and heading out to connect with in that unique connectness, to do it with an open mind and expect the best instead of always expecting the worst. I'll share with you quickly. My husband and I recently celebrated our 32nd wedding anniversary. Yay us. It's been a long journey, that's for sure. But we went down to Telluride, but a good one. Let me just say that. It's been a good journey, and we've raised two great kids, and all is good in our world, and I feel very blessed. But we decided to go to Telluride to celebrate this particular anniversary here just about just last week. And so the town of Telluride, which if you ever get a chance to go there, is an incredibly beautiful part of Colorado, which I love most every inch of this state. But Telluride, I live in Boulder, just outside of Boulder. But Telluride has got a whole nother landscape to it. And we were staying up on this ski mountain, and they have these free gondola rides, which just blew my mind to begin with, because other ski areas will charge you $20 at least every time you get onto the gondola. And so whether we were going off to hiking trails or going down into the town of Telluride, we would ride the gondola. And sometimes it would be as much as 20 minutes if we were going all the way down into town. And so what we found to be so much fun is that, you know, there's about eight people that can ride in one of these gondolas, and you're facing each other inside of this little glass, you know, car. And you can either just, you know, stare away or engage in conversation. And what my husband definitely likes to talk a lot. I've been teasing him a lot about that since his trip. But we really found ourselves engaging with people, and some people wanted to engage and some people didn't, and that was okay too. But we really had some excuse me, amazing conversations with people that from all over the globe during these gondola rides. And we were just even getting to the point that we were looking forward to the rides, not only to the great places they were taking us to, but the people that we were meeting along the way. Some people we exchanged, you know, cards and email addresses, etc., just to stay in touch, because we had such a great 20-minute conversation with this stranger that we had never met before. So I bring that up to you just to think about that and how you might make more connections in your life. You know, times that you find yourself looking away from someone in the grocery store, let's say, right? We all have to go to the grocery store sooner or later. Is what if you look straight into the eyes of the people you're passing in the aisleway and said, hello? My husband does this all the time. And he'll come home and he'll say, which luckily for me, my husband loves going to the grocery store. He'll say, you know, I only had two people say hi back to me today. But he loves the challenge of it. And I think if you're having a hard time, getting out of your comfort zone, do that. Just make it a point to say hi to people that you normally aren't saying hi to or looking away and not connecting with. The cashier, having more of a conversation and making their day by saying something kind and good to them. I mean, it's amazing when you make those kind of connections, how it just starts to become a habit for you in your life. So in the victory letter this week, I also gave everybody a weekly challenge. And if you aren't subscribed to the victory letter, you can go to victorycircles.com and you just go to our blog page and you can subscribe to the victory letter. I send it out every Monday morning with some inspiration and thoughts to take you through the week ahead. I've been doing it now for 17 years, every Monday morning, something I'm a little addicted to doing, and have some great people that have followed along with me. So in this week's victory letter, the weekly challenge was to build at least one new connection based on what I was calling your mutual truths. Someone that you have something in common with or would like to have something in common with that that would really improve your life in one way or another. So and as you do it, and as you move through the week, is to pay attention how you move through this whole concept of unique connections. What are you doing? Do you find yourself shying away from truthfully asking for what you want, or what? How do you react? Focus on accepting who you are. And this is what I really want to bring that point home in this, is accepting who you are and what you want and how you can serve someone else in that, right? It's not just to make it all about you. It's to say, how can I serve someone else as I also serve myself, right? That's the win-win situation that we can create. And here's some tips from me on how to do that. So keep Napoleon's in mind that I shared with you previously, but also keep these in mind. Be authentic and integrity with your own wants and needs. I think that's one of the biggest things in sales is people get out of integrity. You're just trying to get to something you want without caring what they want. Again, that's just not a win-win situation. Enjoy the process. Don't try to get through it. Be a part of it. So that's why I've never believed in cold calls. I think they're the worst thing for everyone involved, right? From the person that is receiving them to the person who has to pick up the phone and do those cold calls. It's just not a good situation. You need to enjoy the process because then you want to do it more, right? And people, you get much better response without a doubt. And so looking at, what it is you want to share? Is it an idea you want to share with the world? Maybe it's a product or service that you have that you want to share with the world. And really making sure someone has an interest before you waste their time or yours, and really working through that. Notice in this process what negative stuff comes up for you. Like, what is it? And without having to go to a shrink or a psychotherapist, really look at what is it? What is it that is it lack of confidence? What is it? And is it that third grade teacher that said something that really is still, and how can you move past it and really working through it? In this process, listen carefully to how others respond and what they say or don't say, right? I mean, that listening piece is so important. We get so busy about what we're going to say that, listening is the easiest part of it all, because when we ask good questions and we fully listen to the answers, I'm telling you, magic can happen when you allow that in connecting. And then finally, keep in mind those people who already love what you have to share. What characteristics do they have in common with you? Or what do you find over and over when you're just connecting with a particular group of people? This is why in marketing, we call it your, you know, having your target audience, because it's the people that you can really get in a groove with more. Maybe it's a certain age group. Maybe it's a people in a certain geographic area. Maybe it's someone who has the same interest in, right now the World Cup's going on, right? So you can talk about the World Cup, whatever it is. Maybe you have a love for yoga and you find that you connect well with people who also love yoga or biking. I love to bike. Whatever that is, but keep in mind and pay attention to that. So I've given you a lot here in our time today, and I'm going to leave it at that. But I want you to keep in mind that if any of this has really helped you, I'd love to know about it. I'd love to know about it with likes on this podcast and whatever avenue that you're listening to it on. Direct message me over on Instagram. It's my favorite social media platform. I'm Victory Girl over there. So you can either find me by Victory Girl or Sherry, C-H-E-R-I, Ruskus, R-U-S-K-U-S. And I would be honored to have more of a conversation around this and even more ideas that you have for future podcasts. And with that, I will say goodbye for this podcast on Unique Connections and ask you to remember to always have the courage to be the difference.